there, Red Hawks. I'm Divya Morali, and this is the third episode of the United Colors of Liberty. And today I'm here with AP Economics teacher and AP Human Geography teacher, Mr. Mumford. So, Mr. Mumford, why don't you introduce yourself?
I am Mr. Mumford. I teach economics and geography and also run the ACTEC team here at Liberty High School.
Okay, so how long have you lived in Frisco?
I've lived in Frisco for about 13, 14 years now, but I lived in Plano for about 15 years before that.
What really caught my attention is that in your classes, the first day you make your students take like 8 truths and 1 lie. Can you explain some of those extremely unique truths?
Well, I've always been really fascinated with other cultures as I've been growing up. My major in college was economics, but my minor was geography. So, And so when I finally got a chance to start traveling as a teacher, my salary wasn't high enough that I could travel my own, but I found ways to find study tours to go on different places. And I've been able to go to a lot of different places and experience a lot of things as I'm kind of old now, so I've had plenty of years to fit those things in.
What were some of the places you've been to?
I've been to the Amazon region of Peru for a couple weeks. I spent out there. Spent 2.5 weeks in Turkey traveling around the country, and then a month in India.
You said you went there as like a study program, right?
It was a group that we went there, and we actually studied what are called the Millennium Goals. Mm-hmm. A lot of countries set goals for what they were going to achieve in many different categories, and we were specifically studying women's rights.
Okay.
And so we did some of the tourism stuff, but we mostly went to small villages and some of the not-so-developed areas of the cities that were in India.
So you kind of experienced the way of life there.
Yes, very much so.
What's the most memorable thing from your trip to India?
The people. I mean, the people were so nice and different. I mean, the culture was different, not in a bad way or not in a good way, but it's just different, the way, the mannerisms, everything. It took some getting used to. The thing that always just came back to me was you could ask a question to an Indian person. If they give you a head bob, which was some kind of weird shake of the head, you didn't know whether they were saying yes or no. So you actually had to ask specific questions. Did you say yes or did you say no? So that was kind of an interesting aspect. But the real stuff that I saw was the optimism that were the people that were in very bad situations that had very optimistic. And we visited several orphanages and several small villages. Yeah. And it was life for them. And they were optimistic about life, even though they had a lot worse than we do here.
What about going to Amazon, the Peru?
I did that when I was younger. I just thought it would be fascinating. That one I actually ended up paying for, but it just seemed fascinating to me. I always wanted to go to the Amazon, so in my late 20s I went there, and it was partially on a study tour. I had to pay for it. There were 6 teachers, and we had a guide, and we had a campsite along one of the tributaries of the Amazon, and then each day we would probably hike about somewhere between 3 to 10 miles to get to a remote village and visit the school there and meet their teachers and kind of exchange is what it was.
And you talked about, in class, you talked about piranhas.
Yeah. When we were in our camp, they bring fresh water in bottles in every day, so you couldn't shower in the fresh water. So whenever you bathed each morning, you had an option of either just soaping up and jumping into the river, or you could use the water. They pump water out of the river into a shower stall. And so it was a lot easier just to soap up and jump in the river, and you could relax in the water for a while. And after about a week, one of our guides, Segundo, I asked him, hey, I like to fish. You know, can we go fishing? Because I've heard about really big bass. Mm-hmm. And he said, okay, next morning, wake me up before we go on our hike. So we got up about 1.5 hours early, and we went down to the dock to get into canoes, I thought. But then he started rigging up all the fishing gear, and we fished right off the dock. And we must have caught 35 piranha right off the dock, some of them as big as 8 inches long. Oh, and I was like, you're kidding me. These have been swimming around me the whole time.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, they don't eat live things. And I'm like, okay. So, but I didn't bathe in the river anymore. I was a little too nervous about it, so I did it in the shower. But for a week, there were piranha swimming all around me while I was bathing.
You've traveled to all these different places. What got you interested in going?
You know, I grew up as a small kid. I grew up in a small town in East Texas, and it was very sheltered. And in my day, there wasn't cable TV and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I moved to Plano, it was kind of a culture shock because the town I came from in small town East Texas was half African American, half white. Mm-hmm. And when I came to Plano, there was very few African Americans or any other race or ethnicity that was there. It was mostly just all white. Seriously, I just then started learning about all the different ethnicities and stuff. So I just got interested in it and started learning about different cultures and different religions on my own while I was in high school.
Mm-hmm. And is that what kind of led you?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to visit it for real and see it. Mm-hmm. And always on my list is I always wanted to visit the Hagia Sophia, which is in Istanbul, Turkey, mm-hmm. and the Taj Mahal, which is in Agra, India.
Let's move on to, like, economics and geography. Like, what got you interested in economics?
When I went to college, I was a computer science major, mm-hmm. and that was back in the beginnings of the computers and stuff like that. But And I was decent at it, But I soon found out that I was probably going to be sitting in a cubbyhole somewhere and not experiencing visiting people and stuff like that if I stayed in computer science.
Yeah.
And we were forced to take an economics class, which I'd never had before. And it just came so natural to me and so easy to me that in my second year of college, I switched my major to economics. And then when I got out with my economics degree, I found out that I was going to be stuck in a cubbyhole again, probably, if I followed economics as a career. Mm-hmm. So I went into teaching.
You also like to ask your students, like, trivia questions at the end of quizzes. Where'd you get those questions from?
I'm just a trivia nut. Like I said, I like to learn about different stuff. And so cultures being the most important of all those things I like to learn about. But I read random trivia. I hear random trivia. And for some reason, it sticks in my head all the time. So rather than just waste all that knowledge, I decided to use it to make a fun game of it in the classroom, get a little extra points for the kids. And it really doesn't affect anybody's GPA. It's so small, but it's just a fun thing to do.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say to your
The main thing I'd say is travel as much as you can and visit other people. The experiences, you can go out with your money and buy a car. You can buy something material, and it makes you kind of happy for a little bit, but those lifelong experiences that you can remember are worth way more than that. So if you get a chance, travel as much as you can.